glorify God, and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In the garden, everything to look upon was pleasant. Everything to eat was good. The environment, the weather was perfect. Everything. And God's kind intention toward mankind is still the same. We just live in a sin-laden world where sin and the results of sin and violence and all this stuff we see. But yet God's purpose and plan is for us still to walk and have pleasures. How many? All of us like pleasures, right? Now, here's the big trick. Sin is only pleasurable for a moment. That immediate gratification, you know, when somebody sneaks off and sin, and it's pleasurable, it appeases the flesh. There's immediate gratification. But the long-term effect of that is death. It's killing. It's destroying. It'll mess up your spiritual life. Hello? Your capacity for God, your love for God will disappear. You'll grow weak in the bad sense. You won't be able to see. All of a sudden, you won't like people. Hello? I'm talking about God's people. You won't even like church. Sin. God said in the book of Proverbs, he that harbors sin in his heart shall not prosper. See, you can get some stuff quickly, but if it ain't right, and it's sin, it's against God's laws, I guarantee you, down the road, you'll suffer for it. Abraham and Sarah got a promise from God, but they said, we're going to do this ourselves. You too old, I'm too old. Go into Hagar. So you know the story. Went into Hagar, birthed Ishmael, and today Ishmael is still fighting over on the Gaza Strip. Bombing and killing. They're still fighting. So when you birth those Ishmaels, well, let me say it this way. Don't birth the Ishmaels. Think about your children. Come on, think about the ones following behind you. You don't want them to have to deal with a bunch of stuff. Okay? Victory is not hanging in there with a bad attitude. That ain't victory. True victory is when you overcome with the joy of the Lord. Let me go back. Let me skip back to Paul here. Give me that next verse, if you will. It says, Paul said, for this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. Come on, Paul wanted that thing away from him. It was buffeting him. Next verse. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous lesson right here in this, right here. God spoke back to Paul after he had prayed those times that he was praying that God would move this thing. Get it out of the way. Make it leave me alone. Change this situation. God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. I'll say it this way. Where Paul was, after what he experienced with that visitation in heaven, when he came back, I'll say it this way. God had to place another layer of insulation on him to keep his spirit in the right place where God could continue to talk to him. Amen. Quick question. And don't try to answer it too quickly. If the Lord were to put $10 million in your bank account tonight, and you went there in the morning and it was sitting up in your bank account, who would you be by next week, some of y'all? How would that change you? Don't tell me, don't just look straight ahead, because it's not testimony time, because You just be lying. Unless God has done the work already, if he's done the groundwork, you're not going to be moved by it. But if he's not done the groundwork, Paul wrote, Timothy said, warn them that are rich in this world, that they not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God that gives us all things richly to enjoy. Because they that are rich fall into divers lust and temptations, and they pierce themselves with all kind of hurts and wounds and stuff, because their dependence is no longer on God. Even though they may go to church, even though they may pray, their dependence is not on God, because they got it. That's why not many wise, not many noble, not many mighty, not many rich, God don't even call them. Because their heart is in that. Remember the story of the rich young ruler? He came to Jesus and said, Rabbi, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said, Jesus saw that he was very wealthy. He said, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor and then follow me. That rich young ruler, can you see him? Can you see him in your mind? He thought about it a little while, and it says he went away sorrowful. Because he had many riches. See, let me rephrase it. He went away sorrowful because the riches had him. Amen. See, Jesus is not against the rich. Matter of fact, people that have, they got it from God. What do they have that they didn't get from God? Amen. Or that God didn't allow them there? Now, my brother and I, we were just talking about this the other night, about how Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, there are a number of interpretations to that, but I like the interpretation for some that may not know. I like the interpretation of what an eye of a needle is. You know, cities in ancient times were walled. They were all walled in order, you know, and they had gates so that at night they could close up. Nobody could just ambush and come in and take over. But when caravans would travel over a long period, sometimes they wouldn't be at the city gate in the daytime. Amen. They would arrive at night, and they didn't want to stay outside the walls because they're carrying precious cargo, whatever they're carrying. So they had a hole in the wall. They call it the eye of the needle. A camel could get through it, but you had to take all the merchandise off the camel, and then he had to kind of crawl through it. Amen. You had to pull him through that. It was the eye of the needle. Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle for a rich man to enter into heaven. But it's possible. Amen. When you unload all that and you come to God yourself, amen, and then riches ain't see, because if you didn't unload the camel, he couldn't come through there. Amen. So it's easier. So what the Lord is saying, we can't love God and mammon, but I will tell you this, God's going to put money in people's hands. But before he does it, he's going to do like he did with Paul. He's going to deal with you first. And we have people here that God blesses, and they are faithful. They really are. They're faithful to the house. They really are. And that's what God wants, because, you know, first to resource his house. And then, you know, you benefit from it as well. But he gives you that. It is God that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant as he swore to our fathers. So if we put the covenant first, guess what? It'll be a currency. How many know the word, the money is currency? It's current. It should be moving. It shouldn't be just sitting in your wallet, in that jar for the rainy day. No, get it moving. It's currency. It should be moving. Got quiet in the middle here. Not an amen. Nothing. All right. Victory's overcoming with joy. And the joy of the Lord. So, back to Paul. He prayed, and God said his grace was sufficient. His strength would be made perfect in the weak. See, Paul was, you know, some people will say, well, Lord, I don't want that answer. You know, don't tell me that. I ain't hearing that. You know, tell me something else. But Paul was after God's will. So he was open to whatever God said. And God said, my strength is going to be made perfect in weakness. And so Paul caught the revelation. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure. Look at what Paul said. I take pleasure in infirmities. Come on, there's a revelation of his grace beyond where you are. I'm telling you, And it don't look like what you think it should look like. Help me, Holy Ghost. I want to try to make this so plain. Because they that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy. Amen. And a lot of times we listen to people, we listen to the news, or we listen to stuff, and that ain't what God is telling you. And you listen to that, and you go that way, and you forsake something. God has something over here for you. In spite of what they were saying, in spite of what was going on, in spite of what it looked like or felt like, hello? See, we need to test, we need to find the dimensions of his grace. Some of us just standing right there. But you need to test God over here. God says, prove me. Prove me. Do something you've never done before. Become something you've never been before. Try something you've never done before. And see, won't I bless you? See, won't I be right there to show you grace? See, there's a whole lot more grace than people actually use. But there's a grace. I'm telling you, there's a grace. You know our saying, God blesses good work with more work. And you wonder, where are you going to get the energy? You know, my brother and I, we're just talking about that. Where are you going to get the energy? How are you going to do that? Well, how are you going to show? Grace? It is. It's grace. It's not our own strength. Our own strength can get us so far. And then it's over. We can't go any further. We're limited, but his grace. Come on, that river. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow. Come on, tell somebody there's something flowing out of my belly. Come on, it's a river of life that's flowing out of my belly. It's not a swamp. It's not a puddle. It's not a pool. It's a river, and it's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's a river of life. We don't want a swamp. A swamp is just stagnant water. We want stuff flowing. You got to be operating in faith. You got to be trusting God. See, let me say, faith is not, you know, using your will and believing to get something. Faith, true faith, biblical faith, is putting your trust in a God that cannot fail. Because see, sometimes you put your faith in something happening and it don't happen. And you all messed up. Rather, had you put your faith in God, whether he moved that mountain or no, whether that happens or no, my faith is not in that thing happening. My faith is in God. I want his will to be done. However he wants to do it, whichever way he chooses to do it, there's a place of rest there. You waiting on things to happen, and sometimes they don't happen the way you want or the way you think. Amen. God does it his way. My thoughts are not yours. His ways are not ours. And so therefore we must operate in grace. And there's a place of rest for those that operate in grace. Amen.
We are continuing in part 9 of Mega Grace, Strength Made Perfect. Paul was a man of grace. He was obedient to God. Oftentimes, victory is in you standing in the midst of your trial. Whatever we face, we must seek the will of God. When going through your trial, tell yourself, God is doing one of two things. He's trying to get something out of me, or he's trying to get something to me. You don't get change, you receive change. You don't get saved, you receive salvation. God made life to be pleasurable. God's kind intentions toward man is still available. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.